afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Alfred Adusk, to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today's Thursday, September 7th, 2017. Good afternoon, Al.
Well, Melody.
We will be talking a little bit about Irma, and you read the headlines, and it's just... You know, from nuclear power plants to all kinds of, they're even evacuating Savannah. So, it's going to get us, some heavy hits from the hurricane. We'll talk about that in just a little bit. But gold today, Alfred, had a nice day in gold, up almost $15 today at $1,349. Silver was up 24 cents at $18.19. It's nice to see it close above 18. Platinum was up $13 at $1,021, and palladium was up $22 at $963. Well, something other than Irma got beaten up today. The USDX, that was down 0.66. It broke through that 92 level at 91.58. There were a lot of calls. That 92 was a pretty strong resistant level for the dollar. They tried to keep it above that. It fell through, and next predictions are below 90. So we'll see. And there certainly is enough going on that we can see it drop through those levels, but so we're holding right now at 91.58 on the U.S. dollar. Crude oil today was down 0.07 at 49.09, and the paper markets today barely moved. The Dow down 21 points at 21,784. The NASDAQ was up 5 points, 6,397. The S&P basically unchanged at 2,465. 10-year yield today was down 0.05 at 2.06%. And naturally, we saw a stronger euro today, up 0.79 at 120. European Asian markets barely moved overnight. I think everybody is just taking a deep breath. They're holding it to see, please don't fall apart yet. We're not ready yet, or maybe they are ready, and they're just deciding when is the final phase in order to let this go on. But a lot of interesting things in the news today, Al, and of course Irma is the biggest and the baddest currently. And they have cranes in Miami that could collapse. You have nuclear plants are in the path of Irma. You have FEMA chiefs, and it's going just to be devastating. Thousands of troops have been deployed. They're eliminating all regulations and restrictions for ships to bring tankers, to bring gasoline to the Miami area so they can get gasoline in there, because there's so many gas stations that are just run out. Gas stations are running dry. Course supplies, they're showing pictures of the Walmarts with their shelves that are bare. It certainly is. It seems like everyone is preparing for the devastation that is.
They're preparing for that devastation. Mm-hmm. I mean, and it is. It's. I don't know. I guess it just shows it is human nature. It's. We will prepare an hour or two before it gets here. We can know it's coming for 6 months or a year, and of course we don't with the hurricanes, but. It's just an analogy, but we can see other things coming.
We can.
We probably won't get prepared until just a day or two before it hits the fan.
And then, Al, usually it's too late.
Mm.
It's too late for many, and I think we'll see the same thing in our system, if the dollar continues to collapse. And and we have... I don't know if this is fake news or Lord knows. Let's see, who is this from? This is from the Washington Post, which is owned by Bezos. So it could be, but Trump and Schumer No, their New York relationship is beginning to warm up again. And Trump and Schumer agreed to pursue a plan to repeal the debt ceiling.
Just flat out repeal it.
I don't know.
They're
if
not going to raise it.
Just,
they're going to repeal it.
They're going to raise it. Okay. The debt ceiling, Trump and the Democrats agreed to support a deal that is going to ensure the passage of disaster relief at the same time as raising the debt ceiling until December 15th. December 15th is actually the last day before Washington goes on holiday. So, you know, that'll be rushed through. They certainly don't want to hang out.
We can't let reality intrude on our holidays, Melody.
No. And I think we touched on this a little bit yesterday because I did get an email in from Murray, and he says, not trying to sound cynical, but where does government get the authority to appropriate funds for specific groups or of people or states? Does the general welfare clause apply to all of us? And and you're right, Al. I mean, extending the debt ceiling, I mean, there's just no money there. And he wants all his programs done. They're going to have to raise the debt ceiling.
Well, they have no choice.
They have no choice.
The monetary system has to have a constantly increasing debt. So they have to increase that debt ceiling. And what's astonishing to me is why they're even fussing over this. I know there was political liability, and the Republicans, absolutely, we promised we weren't going to let the debt get any larger. I think they don't know exactly what's going on. I think, and I could be wrong, but as I've said before, I think you have to have bigger and bigger and bigger debt, constantly growing, if you're going to have a debt-based monetary system. We must raise the debt ceiling. We must go deeper into debt in order to sustain the debt-based monetary system. I think if we don't go but deeper into debt, the whole thing collapses. And if we do go deeper into debt, it's going to collapse anyway.
Well,
we are caught between the devil and the deep blue sea.
And I think that's exactly what they're doing. Sure, they extended the debt ceiling until December 15th. Mm-hmm. But if Trump and Schumer agree to pursue the plan to repeal the debt, that means... Repeal the debt ceiling. That means that Trump will get his corporate tax cuts. There, he will get his wall built. He will get all the things that he wants.
I don't know that he'll get his corporate tax cuts. Why do you think that's going to happen?
Well, a deal had to be made. Assuming that the you know, Schumer and Pelosi are, you know, I think Trump now is beholden to Schumer and Pelosi. I think with this deal done to repeal. Not to repeal, but to extend the debt ceiling until December, I think they're getting a lot of things worked out. And again, you need revenue in order to do the tax
cuts. That's my point.
And there is no more revenue out there.
Then they can't reduce taxes.
They got something up their sleeve.
Yeah, they're probably just waiting for. One vacation starts December 15th, and the next one will start January 2nd. All right, so we'll have kind of a 2-week vacation, and then we'll have a 2-month vacation, and then right after that we'll maybe have a week for signing autographs, and then another 3-month vacation, which might do us some good.
But I also think Trump very much wants to repeal the estate tax. So I think these are a lot of little things that he's going to make deals with the Democratic leaders, and we'll see what the Republicans...
No, they don't want to eliminate the estate tax. That would be contrary to the Democrats.
Immigration is a big deal for those Democrats. And even Trump's told the Dreamers today, don't worry. Don't worry, Dreamers. So, you know, I think we talked about it this morning where immigration is the number one situation that politicians use to get reelected. It's a very big deal. And that immigration is really what wakes up the American people, too. It's a very, people are very passionate about immigration. Yes. So if the Democrats get the Dreamers and they don't, so we'll see. But it just kind of.
But I don't see them cutting the corporate tax. I'm not saying they won't do it, but we are in circumstances where the government must have more money to operate. And that's why, and it has to either borrow that money, which means we have to raise the debt ceiling, or it has to raise taxes. And I don't see that the government, just because we're going to raise the debt ceiling, well, how much is that going to be? Yeah. Are they going to let us go another $50 trillion into debt, or is it going to be another $5 trillion? We'll eat $5 trillion up in no time at all. I don't, you know, it looks to me like they're being squeezed in a way where they have to maintain whatever revenue they think they've got coming in. If I had to guess, they're caught. I mean, this thing is breaking down. Some people would like to reduce taxes. I don't think the government can. Some people would like to reduce benefits that the government provides. And again, I don't think we can. The political cost of, let's cut welfare. Let's cut federal subsidies for rich folks. They can't stop providing free lunches. They can't easily raise taxes. They can't lower taxes. What are they going to do, Melody? I mean, it's just one of these things where it's like you're on the it really is like you're on the Titanic.
It really is unwinding.
Yeah,
And what are they going to do? They're like drunken sailors. That's what it reminds me of. It's like they're on drunken they're a bunch of drunken sailors, and they're just, you know. And I don't know if it's being pushed that way because there isn't anything else
they can
do.
There's nothing else they can do. They have finally painted themselves in the corner. And we've been doing this ever since 1971 when we gave up the dollar. We stopped backing the dollar with gold completely, and we've had a pure fiat currency. And people at the time warned there's going to be big trouble. And they said, the other people said, don't worry about it. We got this. And even if we don't, the trouble won't happen until, who knows, then sometime in the next century. It'll be 40, 50 years from now. We don't have to worry about that. We'll leave that for our future generations. Well, we're the future generation. They left it to us. And now what? I mean, I don't see a way out of this other than some extraordinarily painful collapse. And in the process of that collapse, people will not just lose their jobs, they're going to lose their savings. They're going to lose, if their savings are denominated in paper, in digits, I think they're going to largely disappear. Mm-hmm. And the only people that are going to have anything that's worth having in terms of savings, and it's not perfect solution, doesn't mean you're going to live forever, but if you've got something in gold, got something in silver, you're going to have a chance. But the rest of it, the paper is going down. The digits is going down. This whole thing, what are they going to do? You know, I've said it for a couple of, I don't know, months now or whatever, but the debt is too great to ever be paid, and it can't be canceled because it's the foundation for $20 trillion in U.S. bonds. We can't cancel the debt because if we do, we wipe out $20 trillion in paper assets. That'll collapse the whole global economy. We can't pay the debt because we don't have the money to pay it. What are we going to do with the debt? That's the kind of problem that they're facing right now. They can't cut benefits. People start rioting and burn down parts of the cities.
And
you can't increase taxes. You can't lower taxes. I don't know. We are coming to a kind of reality here where people are going to see. You know what they're going to have to do before this is over, Melody? You're going to see some of these congressmen, senators, and presidents get down on their knees and actually start praying and not doing it just to put on a little show for the yokels. They're because this may be the only way out. They're going to have to pray big time and hope and pray that the good Lord bails us out of this, because I don't think there's anybody around who can.
The only thing that can bail us out to where we start afresh is for the system to collapse.
I know.
But that's all part of the plan anyway, Al. That's what they want. So they're taking us deeper and deeper as far as they can go. They become wealthier, more powerful. The banks, they become wealthier and wealthier. Wall Street, everybody gets wealthier and wealthier except the poor people who have their savings in dollars. They're the ones that are going to lose.
Yep.
And they know that. The people are the last to know. The people are the last to do anything. The people are the last to... and people are going to get hurt in many different ways. And so... And that's what we're seeing now. And that's why there isn't anything that makes sense on any of their decisions and what they say and who they communicate with. It's because they're grasping at the last straws. But just remember, these are the straws that they've planted. These are the straws that are just basically holding it together. But it is all by design. It is all by design, because if they wanted to maybe not fix things, but they could do things to where you could say, well, you know what? Maybe they are trying to make a difference, but they can't.
I don't think they can make a difference.
They can't.
I don't think they can. The only way they can fix this is they can say we've got to have gold or silver-based currency. They're going back to gold and silver. If they want to do that, they got a chance, and even that won't be easily done.
15 years ago, they had an opportunity, and they lost it.
And what was that?
I think after, we weren't $20 trillion in debt. You know, we didn't have the war with Iraq, and we didn't have the war in Afghanistan. So, you know, all those wars, it was still manageable at that point in time. But after 9/11,
they had it by the tail. They thought we can just keep printing out more debt and more debt and more debt, and we can use the debt. Debt became our form of wealth.
But then again,
we're just reaching a point where it can't be continued, it can't be sustained.
And if it's by agendas, they knew exactly what they were doing. And so here's something interesting I saw. I'm thinking to myself, you got to be kidding me. Several influential House conservatives are supposedly privately plotting ways to use the legislative calendar this fall to push their hardline agenda and to replace or to challenge House Speaker Paul Ryan. Now, I agree, they should challenge him. I get that. But they're actually floating the idea of recruiting Newt Gingrich or Senator. Or former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum as possible replacements.
For Ryan. Ryan is up for election in 2018?
Well, they can challenge him, I believe.
No.
But yeah.
They can't just. The only way they get rid of him is they impeach him or they shoot him or they wait for the next election. And I am assuming that if they're making plans now, maybe Ryan is up for election in 2018. So they're looking for candidates.
No. Well, I'm not. No, I mean, this is as him being House Speaker.
House Speaker. Okay, I get what you're saying.
Yes, House Speaker. And so they're actually thinking, and I'm thinking, well, that's not going to get anything done.
Yeah, it's something to do in your spare time, Melody.
They have to do.
Yeah, it's. I just can't stand that guy. I got to get him out. I don't care if the world's coming to an end, but before the whole thing goes down, I want to get Ryan out of the Speaker's office. I don't know. Some of them may think like that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying there isn't anything that makes sense, and this is all during times of such turmoil that we face. And who knows what the after effect will be or the aftermath will be of Hurricane Irma.
Okay, we're going to take a break for a couple of commercials, and Melody and I will be right back on Financial Survival. Please stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TimUpRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Hi, folks. I'm Alfred Addis, here with Melody Cedarstrom on Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver, 1-800-375-4188. What you got for folks, Melody?
Well, I had a great little special. I'm in State 64, $20, St. Gaudens. I had won 10 or more. I can offer that, and I'll tell you why it's such a great deal. But I also had one from my supplier that if you bought 20 or more, you could get a super deal. But those were sold out. So I can still do a really good pricing on MinState 64, $20, St. Gaudens. $1,500 for a MinState 64, $20, St. Gaudens. If you were to purchase a 1 ounce American Gold Eagle today, that would cost you $1,425. So for $75, $75, you're going from a 1 ounce gold bullion coin to a mint state 64, $20 St. Gaudens gold piece. It's an incredible buy. You get performance, you get privacy, and you get protection from a mint state 64, $20 St. Gaudens. They're beautiful coins, and we have them in stock. So give us a call at 1-800-375-4188. 1-800-375-4188. And we're going to carry the package, a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle, along with 21 ounce Silver Eagles. And this was priced out earlier today for my morning show. So gold was lower and silver was lower. So I didn't reprice these as yet. $590. $590. It was a steal then this morning, and it's a steal now. So give us a call, 800-375-4188. Visit the website at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. You know, I just want to say one more thing. They're shutting down those nuclear plants that are in the path of Irma. They're actually shutting them down. Yesterday they weren't sure. Today they are. And I sure pray that it's not Fukushima.
No, I don't think it's Fukushima.
I hope not.
That required a tsunami.
No, that was an earthquake, I believe, wasn't it?
Well, an earthquake caused a tsunami. I guess you're right, though. The earthquake is what really did the damage. But speaking of earthquakes, I got a report here. Hurricane Irma just got the attention of seismologists.
Yeah.
Hurricane Irma stands to be an even more violent storm than Harvey, since Irma is even registering on seismometers. Seismometers register earthquakes. That should tell you a little something about the power behind Irma, a storm with winds raging at 185 miles per hour. I don't know, Melody, either. It's apparently not the first time a hurricane has ever actually registered on a seismograph, but just the same, it is pretty interesting that it's showing up on seismographs. Here's another one from Ms. Shedlock. It said, Irma, heart-wrenching hell. 95% of Barbuda and St. Martin flattened. Two more hurricanes coming up. Two more hurricanes. All right? We're not just talking about Irma. And one more, Jose. We've got Jose plus another one that is yet to be named, so far as I know. The news on Hurricane Irma is grim and worsening. Record-breaking Hurricane Irma is described as apocalyptic. A couple of the islands that have been hit, Antigua and Barbuda, Barbuda, the first island to feel the force of Hurricane Irma, was devastated by its high winds, with Guest and Brown, Prime Minister of Antigua and Barbuda, saying 90% of the buildings had been destroyed and 60% of the population of around 1,400 people left homeless. You know, you can only imagine. I don't even know if you can. But you have the kind of catastrophe where you're winds of 185 miles per hour, they're taking your home down and the rest of that. I don't know what you're even hanging on to. Are you tying yourself to a palm tree or what? I mean, for 185 miles an hour should be enough to pick you up and deposit you someplace out in the ocean or down, you know, elsewhere on the island. St. Martin and St. Bart's, the French part of the island, the southern side, St. Martin is administered by Netherlands, was 95% destroyed, according to Daniel Glib, a local official who called it an enormous catastrophe. Irma is one of three hurricanes in the Atlantic basin right now. The first time since 2010 that three active hurricanes have been in the Atlantic, according to CNN Weather. A direct hit on Miami seems likely. Evacuation notices for Florida are readied, and two more hurricanes are brewing in the Atlantic. It's going to be a very interesting September for people along the ocean. You know, the Gulf Coast and or the Atlantic Ocean. This is quite spectacular, horrific, scary. And I saw a report today, and I don't have it here in front of me, but I saw a report today that FEMA is trying to gear up, get troops and whatever down into the Miami area, into the Florida area. Mm-hmm. But FEMA is allegedly out of money.
Yep.
Right?
They're broke.
And this is consistent with what we've talked about in the last couple of days on this program. They have to raise the debt ceiling because they don't have any money to spend. They've got to borrow more money in order to have anything to spend. And it tells us we are on the verge of a catastrophe. Might not happen. I'm not saying it's going to happen, but we are there. We're close enough. We're staring right over the edge and into the abyss. What happens if government, I have no idea how much money, what the cost may be of Hurricane Irma striking Miami and perhaps other parts of the East Coast. I don't know what that's going to be. But how are we going to handle that if the government is broke? And how long before the government has to admit, gee, we're broke? You know, I can sit here and talk about it, and people can pay attention or not as they see fit. But is there going to be a moment when somebody's going to have to stand up and say, folks, sorry, but we're out of cash? No. And then what? Is that the excuse to seize bank accounts and give everybody a little chit? Here, Melody, here's a piece of paper from the government for however much money you got in your bank account. And we're going to get that back to you just as soon as we can. It might be a couple of years, but you know you can count on us, because we're here to help you people. What are they going to do? You know, part of the reason the Federal Reserve, not even part of the reason, the main reason, the Federal Reserve has been the primary lender for the federal government during most of the Great Recession is that conventional lenders did not wish to lend money to the federal government. They knew they're never going to get the principal back. And we talked yesterday, we had a report where people were concerned Moody's was threatening to reduce the government's credit rating below AAA if the government couldn't even pay the interest on the debt in October and November. Interest. They're not saying this. This is not just somebody sitting there talking over, you know, shooting the breeze over a cup of coffee. They are concerned that the government may not be able to pay the interest. It's that close. We're not talking about paying the principal. We're just paying the interest when the interest rates are as low as we've probably ever seen them. And the government still might not be able to pay the interest rate. And what happens if they don't? I'm not saying they won't. I expect that one way or the other they will pay the interest rates. But they are telling us, as well as this report that FEMA is allegedly out of money, I mean, and we've got two more hurricanes coming. What are we going to do, folks? And one of the things that has to be done is we're going to have to actually make it our business to understand why we are in this mess. Because if we don't get down, if we don't make the effort to understand how did we get into this, we are not going to be able to get out of it. We're going to be in another one of these crises of the sort that Rahm Emanuel and Hillary Clinton talked about. And they said a crisis is a terrible thing to waste, meaning that when the stuff hits the fan, that's the time to get in there and take advantage of the situation. I mean, it's like being a looter. A political looter. That's what they're talking about. When there's big trouble, that's when you can rob your neighbor's home. And when there's big trouble politically, that's when you can come in and pull political stunts that you couldn't get away with if the nation was halfway stable. We're going to see people who see this trouble. It's coming. And they're going to say, we can get what we want. We can play the people. We can fool them. And they'll go with us because they're scared, they're frightened, and they're ignorant. You're going to have to make up your mind, ladies and gentlemen, to find out what you think is the real cause of the problems that we are perhaps about to encounter. And you're going to have to be prepared to stand up in public forums and say, look, here's the reason we got into this mess. When other people are trying to take advantage of the crisis, then we're going to need people in this country who can stand up and say, look, here's why we got into this. And this is not an opportunity for somebody to take advantage. It is necessary if we're going to hold this nation together that we look at the truth of the matter, and we have to go back, and whatever that truth is that got us into this mess, we've got to go back and overcome that truth. We've got to reverse it in order to get back to something like normal. And if we won't do that, we're in big trouble. We're in as much trouble in theory. I'm not saying we are. But we are approaching a time when we are almost in as much trouble as the former Soviet Union was back around 1990, and they disappeared in 1991. Got to find out what's really happening here, folks, and it is incumbent on each of us to do that. And we're going to talk about it, of course, and you can guess what we're going to argue. I'm going to argue probably, unless I see something to change my mind, I'm going to argue that this goes back to giving up our gold and silver-based currency. All right. That'll be my argument. I think it's true. It's not. If I see something that I think is more true, I'll change my mind. I'll change my argument. But I think that's mine. But you can't just believe it because I say so. You've got to look yourself. You've got to turn on your own brains. And you've got to come to your own conclusions. And you've got to be rigorous about how you decide what the truth of this is. And you're going to have to make that decision yourself. And you're going to have to stand up for it and speak out for it. If things really go badly, because otherwise the thugs are going to take over. Yeah. The only defense we have against the thugs may be our ability to discover the truth and share it and convince other people that here's what's really going on. So, yeah, amazing times coming.
There certainly are, and I've said for years, our problem is our fiat currency. None of our problems go away until that gets fixed, and it will continue to grow and grow. People talk about bubbles and all that. It's like, no, this isn't a bubble. This is our government. It is all by design. It's easier to accept the bubble. You know, Wall Streeters and traders, yeah, they won't sound kooky by saying it's a fiat dollar because they took us off the gold standard. It's a bubble. No, folks, this is not a bubble. This has been designed. This is for the pursuit of a one-world government, of the New World Order. That has not gone away. And I believe their ultimate goal was to reduce our standard of living. Mm-hmm. Bring up other societies they're living, and they will collapse it all at once. And you can't go anywhere in this world and talk about their economy and show me where there's a good one. There is not a good economy anywhere that's running on its own steam. All governments, central banks, governments have been applying stimulus into their economies just to make them function.
And all that stimulus means is more debt, more debt, more debt. They're piling up the debt to a point
illusion
where it can't
that
possibly
was,
be paid.
No. So what do you think is going to happen when that stimulus is taken away? And it's
it'll be even more stimulating in its own way, Melody.
No, I guess it just might be.
But it'll be a different kind of stimulation.
Possibly. But this isn't going to improve. I don't care how many jobs are promised to come back into this country. Mm-hmm. I don't care how low the corporate rates are going to fall. I don't care how many illegal immigrants you remove from this country. I don't care how you take people off their welfare rolls. The problem cannot be fixed. It has to be. Those are positive things to some degree, but until you fix our monetary policy, those are just additional band-aids. Those are just additional cans to be kicked. And hey, maybe it'll work for our lifetime, you know, for those of us that I said maybe if they were able to do some of these things. But
no, this thing's on the verge of breaking down.
I agree.
But you know, we're talking about the business with having a fiat currency. How did we get the fiat currency? We had a government who said we don't have to obey the law. It's mandated that Article 1, Section 10, Clause 1, that no state shall make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts. We're required by the Constitution. Government said we don't need to pay attention to the Constitution. This is an emergency. We can sit here and talk about returning, getting rid of the fiat currency and going back to gold and silver. But even that, really, when you stop to think about it, that's a practical manifestation of what's happened. But the larger problem is we have congressmen and senators who don't think they should be obligated to obey the Constitution. They ignored the law. And beyond that, if we want to go back even deeper, it's the American people think we don't have to pay attention to what our congressmen and senators are doing. We can trust them. We can trust the president. We've made a big mistake, you know, as a people. And we're going to pay for that mistake as a people. And the mistake was we have trusted the government and we have allowed them to lead us into something terrible. All right? And if we're going to trust them to get us out of this, we're liable to get into something even worse. Maybe that's instead of just saying gold and silver, yes, that's the manifestation. But just the same, how do we get there? Our government betrayed us. We're going to have to stop trusting the government. We're going to take a break for a couple of commercials, Melody, and we will be right back in just a moment on Financial Survival. Please stay tuned.
Won't you lay it on the line? I need to hear it just one more time. Oh, won't you tell me again? Oh, can you feel it? Oh, won't you tell me again tonight?
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today today, complete with two Black Berkey Elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Okay, folks, we are back. I'm Alfred Addis here with Melody Cederstrom, and this is Financial Survival. What's next, Melody?
You know, it really is exciting. It's not exciting, but when you are prepared and you can, and you're ready for things that come your way, there's always something that maybe you weren't, you know, oh, gee, I didn't think that would happen. You know, those things happen every day. But if you're prepared and you have your savings protected, you just don't have to worry. I can't tell you how many times over the years people have told me, I get my gold and I put it in my safe and I don't even look at the markets anymore. Yeah. There is just such a relief. There's a security because it's real. And we have lost sight of what's real and what isn't real anymore. Yeah. You know, with the computer, it has helped. And it just baffles my mind sometimes when I think how easy people accept these explanations from, you know, various places and so forth. But folks, get that peace of mind. That's what gold gives you. It's a peace of mind. And I've got these two great specials today. Plus, you know, Al talked about one day you're going to have to stand up and talk. Yeah. Well, you know what? By supporting Discount Gold and Silver, that allows us to talk. Now, maybe some of you don't want us to talk, but we're here. You know, we're here, and it supports other programs, too. So by purchasing with Discount Gold and Silver, and you still get great prices, this all comes out of my pocket. It all goes, a lot of it goes back into these radio shows. These radio shows are not cheap. But that's not the important part. The important part is that you get protected. And we got the Mint State 64 $20 gold pieces, $1,500, $75 over a gold bullion coin. I mean, how many grades are you moving up? I mean, you got something that's real with the Mint State 64 $20 gold piece. Privacy, protection, performance. $1,500. And then we have the smaller package, a 1/10 ounce American Gold Eagle and 21 ounce Silver Eagles, $590. It includes your shipping costs, and you can buy 1 or 100 of these packages. So great deals, 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188.
Got an article from the street. And the headline, U.S. dollar dead, question mark? Right? The U.S. dollar is by no means out of the woods. Its value is declining, however. It's unlikely that any central bank jawboning will change the dollar's direction. Jawboning is merely a method of controlling the dollar's rate of decline. The author of this article says, I see 1.25 euro to dollar doable by September 30th. With 1.30 euro to dollar achievable by the end of 2017. He says, I doubt that there will ever be a dollar destruction, just a steady decline to a more suitable euro-USD level. Meanwhile, the government has work to do to keep the dollar safe. He says that he doubts that there will ever be a total dollar destruction. I'm not convinced that's true at all. I think it's inevitable there will be a total dollar destruction. It's already lost 96-97% of its purchasing power since 1971. It's down to the last 3%. Doesn't take a genius to see it's going to go to 2%, then 1%. And sooner or later, we are going to get to a point where people realize that the dollar is not much more valuable than the U.S. dollar is not much more valuable than Confederate dollars. It's just paper and maybe just digits. Sooner or later, this has to disappear. It has to fail, in part because the government will probably want it to fail because it's the only way maybe they can get away with the debt, get rid of the debt. thinks, oh my gosh, the dollar died. Well, we'll have to come up with a new pink currency instead of a green one, and we'll denominate it in a way that cuts the debt in half. It'll be painful, but the people, the principal victims, will be ordinary Americans. But our credit rating will be back up, and people will lend stuff to us again, so we don't have to pay our bills. We don't have to be responsible and, you know, prudent. But nevertheless, real point of the article, U.S. dollar dead, ? That's the sort of article that you wouldn't expect to see from what is a mainstream publication, media publication. It's a leaf in the breeze, and it tells us there are people who say, oh, no, that couldn't possibly happen. But they're thinking about it. All right? They're thinking that maybe it could happen, and all by itself, that's the kind of news you look and you say, well, you know, if they're talking about it, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. Could be the dollar is in great jeopardy, and I think it has to be. Well,
I agree. I mean, there's only one way for the dollar to go, and that's down. Yeah. And they need a lower dollar. They need it to go, you know, but will they lose control, or will they be able to? So I don't think anybody really knows how this is all going to play out.
No, it's going to be a dangerous situation.
We don't know how it's going to be played out, but we do know the end game. That we know. We just don't know how we're going to get there and what different scenarios will be played out getting there. We do know that, you know, the dollar will be extremely lower, if not collapsed. It will be replaced, and we'll have a choice at that point in time. Either we go back to follow the Constitution and get some real money, get a gold-backed currency, or we'll be absorbed by the global communities, and we will be we'll all be citizens of the world. We'll be global citizens. How do you like that?
We'll be livestock on the global plantation.
In fact, the first time I heard global citizen, I believe it was Bill Clinton, and watching MSNBC the other day, a get-together, a sign-up of global citizens. So they're back to promoting that. And it's not, you know, it's not something new. It's all by design, the timing and so forth. So your choice, folks. You can be a global citizen, or you can, you know, help protect your finances, because only those who preserve their finances will be able to do anything.
Well, they'll have the means to sail. It's like having wind in your sails in a sailboat. You'll be able to steer if you've got a little money squirreled away. Mm-hmm. And money, not currency, money. Probably not currency, but definitely money. You can be able to steer your boat. And you might be able to get from here to where someplace that's safer if that's what you need to do. Why? Because you have some money, not just currency, not just, you know, credit cards, debit cards, bank accounts. Maybe you got some money, and maybe that'll make the difference. An article here from The Motley Fool, and it says gold is nearing a one-year high, but gold stocks are lagging. Here's why. And what they say,
they've been lagging for 10 years, but go ahead, Al.
They say it's very quietly been a very strong year for physical gold, right? And when they're talking in the headline, they say gold is nearing a one-year high. But gold stocks are lagging, and they're going to offer their explanation why. Well, gold stocks are paper. That's paper gold. All right. This is if you're dealing in paper, you have a promise to be paid. You have an IOU. You don't have a payment. You have a promise. That's the nature of all paper investments. They are promises. Gold is a payment. You got a gold coin in your hand, you have been paid. Got a piece of paper in your hand, you have been promised that you'll be paid. At a time when the world has made so many of these promises, they can't all be kept. But Motley Fool says it all boils down to whether margin expansion will be temporary or sustainable for the industry. And they go ahead and try to explain a couple of reasons, three catalysts pushing physical gold higher. First one is uncertainty. The North Korean nuclear test is people running for safe haven investments such as physical gold. In addition, uncertainties over Congress's ability to pass corporate tax reform, which is being counted on to boost U.S. GDP growth. It's got some people savoring physical gold relative to paper, stock-based equities. Yeah. He's making an argument that uncertainty is pushing this, and I think that's true. I mean, certainly to some extent, dollar decline recent weeks, the dollar hit a multi-year lows against the euro and at least one-year lows against a handful of other major currencies. The dollar and gold generally move in opposite directions. If the dollar's going down, gold's going up. Third reason is Federal Reserve confusion. Federal Reserve is walking on eggshells, and that's evidence of yet another catalyst for physical gold monetary tightening when they raise interest rates, essentially, is going to contribute to this. And their argument, they have, you know, I agree with all of the 3 points here, but what I think it may be driving this is people perhaps are beginning to see, look, I don't want another piece of paper. I want a payment. I don't want a promise to be paid. I want a payment. Gold is a payment. Paper is a promise to be paid. I think that may be. I'm not saying, I would say that it's part of the reason. And they don't discuss it in this article, but I use the article as a springboard, you know, to advance my, you know, my notions on this. But physical gold is nearing a one-year high, but gold stocks are lagging. I think the reason is gold stocks are maybe paper. I mean, I know they're paper, but I think it may be at least a significant part of the reason why stocks are not doing as well as physical gold. People are beginning to get the idea.
Well, I think another reason, and, you know, I think the connection with your, you certainly have seen a gold rise with a weakening dollar. And certainly a little uncertainty with North Korea, but pretty much everyone thinks, you know, until he actually does think something, that that will actually be worked out. Who knows? Anybody can, you know, kind of go nuts and accidentally hit the button and, you know, everything changes. But anyway, Al, I forgot where I was going on that one. And I hate to admit that on air, but it doesn't happen.
Well, it's all right. It saves me the trouble. Saves me the trouble of melody.
But I think what also has happened, and I've viewed this a long time, is 20 years ago, 25 years ago, you had two places when people were interested in gold to park their money. You had gold shares and you had physical gold. Sure, you had futures and all that, but, you know, for the most part, most of the money went into physical, into shares. Then they created the ETFs. And in my mind, there's billions of dollars that are sitting in gold ETFs, and a lot of that money would have gone into shares and into physical gold. Now you have Bitcoin. Now you have the cryptocurrencies. And these are just side attractions. You don't own gold. You don't own security. Crypto coins, you don't own anything. you know, it's not real. And so I think the industries have somewhat been watered down, and all that money that used to flow into these two markets. And I think sometimes that does have an impact. When things don't move like we expect them, they don't move the way they should move. That's a lot of money in some of those markets.
I know.
That used to be in gold and silver.
It's going to vaporize, or at least most of it. It's going to just vaporize and disappear. Mm-hmm. And people who've invested money in it, and some of them have. I mean, you talk about Bitcoin, for example. Some people got in early, a couple years ago. And right now they're saying, oh, boy, was I smart. And they were, I guess.
Not unless they sold.
Well, if they sell, but if they've made at least a paper profit. Whether they'll ever collect it is another question, but they've made it a spectacular paper profit. But all of it, there's other people that are buying in right now, this week. And their chances of, they're betting that the prices, the profits are going to continue to be generated, and they're going to make a fabulous amount of money by next month or next quarter or whenever. Maybe they will, but they'll keep buying in and keep buying in until the whole thing falls down. And when it does, then everybody is going to be back to where it was worth pennies or fractions of a penny for a Bitcoin. And it's the wealth they have invested. In order to get into it, they took some real currency, which is not real money, but they took some currency which at least reflects their effort, their productivity, their savings. All right, this is how much I earned and how much I saved. I'm going to invest it in Bitcoin. That's going to disappear. That savings is going to disappear if and when Bitcoin just zip disappears, completely fails. Same thing is true with people who put their money into pieces of paper, bank accounts, the rest of this. You got a piece of paper, you've got nothing but a promise.
And I think what we see prior to the big rush into physical gold is you do see these other investments performing a little bit better, because there's really, you know, there hasn't been any type of an event to for them to say, gee, maybe I really do need something more of a safe haven and security, like the real thing, like real gold. And then you have that rush into these markets. So, yeah, we had Hurricane Harvey, and now we have Irma. We have a little bit of a debt ceiling, and, yeah, Kim is flexing his muscles. But yet, the stock market is still over 21,000. So
that's because nobody told the computers.
Yeah. So
the
I guess
stock markets are running on computer. They're computerized. I mean, good God, the whole thing has become unreal. And it's part of the reason why maybe you want to put your wealth into something real for a change, as in gold or silver. We're out of time. I want to thank you all for listening. Melody and I will be back tomorrow. Have a good evening. In the meantime, may the good Lord bless you, me, Melody, and Todd, the producer. Bye-bye.
And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.